In today's Mishnah, we're in the fifth and sixth Mishnah from the second parak of Masechta Get, and the Mishnah begins, HaKol Kshem Lichtov at HaGet. Anyone is able to write the Get, afilu Chereshot of a Katan, even a deaf mute, an imbecile, or a minor. Importantly here, the Mishnah is only really referring to the Tofes. This is the standard text of the Get. However, the Toref, the part where it's the name of the husband and wife, and the date of the Get, those parts actually a Chereshot and a Katan wouldn't be able to write. Why? And that is because we've explained previously that that part has to be written lishma, meaning for the purposes of the husband and wife that are part of this divorce. And since a cheresh, shota, and kata are not considered b'nei dat, they don't have enough understanding to a level that has any legal force, therefore they wouldn't be able to write it. Mishnah continues, Isha kotevet ikita, a woman's able to write her own get. Once it's all written, she would have to give it to her husband to get witnesses to actually sign it. And if she funded the whole project, meaning she wrote it and she paid for the cloth, then the husband would have to pay her for it. In any event, the point is, the actual physical writing of it, yes, that can be done by the woman. Va'ish, and the husband can also write the shovaro. The shovar is the receipt. That is, after he's paid her the ketubah, she would give him this receipt. The question is, doesn't it seem a bit weird? How can a woman write her own get, and how can a husband write their shovar? You might think that if he's writing his own receipt, he can just write his receipt and get away with not paying. So Mishnah says no. That is because she'ein kium haget ela b'chotamav. When it comes to a get, the reason why the woman can write it, that is because at the end of the day, the get is actually substantiated ela b'chotamav only through the signatures. Despite the fact I've translated as being the signatures, Kati explains that's not exactly accurate. What it means is, it's only substantiated through this by validating the signatures on the get if the Ede Mesira, meaning the witnesses that were present when the get was handed over, aren't available. That's when we can fall back on the witnesses that signed it. The reason why the Mishnah says Ela Bechotma, because generally those witnesses that signed it are also the ones that are present when the get is handed over. But the important point is, the reason why there's no concern about a woman writing her own get is because we don't rely on the text of the document itself. We rely on the witnesses. And therefore, there's no concern that a woman writing her own get, and it's only claimed that she was really divorced. Let's continue. HaKol Kshem Lahavir Get. Anyone can act as the shaliach to bring the get from the husband to the wife. Chutz Micheresh Shota V'Katan. Except for a Cheresh Shota V'Katan. There's three individuals we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, the deaf mute, the Shota, the imbecile, or the Katan, the minor. That is because, once again, they're not considered b'nei dat, they're not considered to have a level of understanding high enough to have any legal value. Next is a summa. Summa is someone who's blind. Now, why is a summa invalid? Well, here we're referring to a shalich that's going to be coming from Chutz Laaretz. And since the person who's blind will not be able to say b'fanai nichtav, b'fanai nechtam, then he wouldn't be able to act as a shalich. However, within Eretz Israel, since you don't need to say b'fanai nichtav or b'fanai nechtam, that wouldn't be a problem. A summa could act as a shalich. The next one is a nochri, referring to a non-Jew. And now, why can't he act as a shaliach? That is because to act as a shaliach, a messenger, you have to be part of the parasha. The laws in which you're trying to act as an agent for have to apply to you. And since Gittin and Kedushin do not apply to a nochri, he cannot act as a shaliach. Let's learn Mishnah Vav. Kibel ha-katan v'higdil. What if the shaliach was a katan? So he was given the get when he was 12 and a half, and then when he hits 13, he goes and delivers a get, big deal. A cheresh v'nit pakach, or the cheresh, deaf mute, received the get to act as a shaliach, and then by the time he handed it over, he'd been cured. Or suma, he was blind when he became a shaliach, v'nit patach, and by the time he came to hand over the get, he was able to see once again. Shota v'nishtapa, or he was mad when he received the get, and then was actually of sound mind when he handed over. And finally, nochri v'nit gayar, or if he was not Jewish, when he was nominated as this shaliach, and then converted prior to actually handing over the get. In all these situations, we say pasul. Why? Because in all these cases, when he was nominated as a shaliach, he was not able to be the shaliach. He was out of the parasha, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. Aval pikeach v'nit charesh v'chazan nit pakach. However, someone was fine, completely fully able, and became a cheresh, deaf mute, and then recovered. So at the time when he was nominated shaliach, he was fine. At the time he delivered it, he was fine. It was only in between that he became a cheresh. Or piteach v'nistama v'chasan nitpakach, who had full vision at the time was nominated shaliach, and the time he delivered, but in between he went blind. Shafui v'nishtata v'chasan v'nishtapa, who was healthy when he was nominated shaliach, went mad in between, and then this shaliach recovered at the time he had it. In that situation we say kasher. Why? Because he was a bar dat, someone considered of having enough halachic knowledge and understanding to act as a shaliach, at the time when he was nominal shalach and the time he actually delivered it, that is considered sufficient. Zehaklal, this is a general rule. It says kol shetichatov asof b'dat, provided in the beginning, at the end, he has this halachic dat, then it would be kasher. What's interesting here is one case is actually missing. Well, two cases are missing, but one case that's feasible to say that the person became invalid in between is missing, and that is an individual who was fine and then went blind and then became fine again. Why is that case not mentioned? That is because even if he didn't recover, meaning this person, when he was nominated as shaliach, he had perfect sight and went blind prior to giving the get, and he still delivered when he was instead of being blind, that would still be fine. Why? Because if you remember, when it came to someone who was blind, the issue was he wasn't able to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. However, this case, since he had full vision at the time of when he was nominated as a shliach, he can still say, despite the fact that he can't see now, when he delivers it, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. And that's why the Mishnah ends, zeh klal kol shetchilato v'sofo b'da'at, not kol shetchilato v'sofo b'kashrut. So in other words, there are cases where the Mishnah is listing that the person has to recover at the end is only if in the intervening period he wasn't a bar das. But again, when it comes to this person who was blind, provided that at the time when he's acting as a shliach, coming from Chutz Laaretz to Israel, he saw everything that happened, and he's able to say, v'fanai nechtam, v'fanai nechtam, he can still act as a shliach even though he's not able to see at the time when he's handing over the get. Those are the Mishnah today.